This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I'm recording this podcast before the midterm elections, so I don't know the outcome as of this moment, but just the fact that we have nearly half the country, and perhaps slightly over half, that is willing to vote for the party, the Democrat Party, that actually despises America, that actually wants open borders and an invasion of illegal immigrants to come into the country, and that wants to take away free speech, the First Amendment, as well as the Second Amendment. Just the fact that we have half the country at that point shows you the power of the left-wing media's hatred, disinformation, censorship, and propaganda. And it shows you that this country is almost gone. We are just barely holding on to anything resembling liberty or individual freedoms, the rule of law, and so on. I mean, think about it. The left wants a mob, a violent mob, to overrun the country. The left describes everyone that they don't like as a Nazi or a racist or even, what do they call Trump? Gang rapists and murderers, like they described Brett Kavanaugh. And did you know, by the way, that one of Brett Kavanaugh's accusers has come out and publicly stated that she made it all up? Made it all up. She's been referred for criminal investigation and prosecution by the Senate Judiciary Committee, the head of that committee, Grassley, Senator Grassley. The media will not report the things that they don't want you to see. The media won't report on this attempted mass shooting that took place in a McDonald's restaurant recently, but it was stopped by a man with a concealed carry firearm. Stop the violence. You've never heard about that because the media won't report it. The media won't report on the violence carried out by radical left-wing Antifa terrorists or left-wing activists. The media won't report that the anti-Jewish graffiti sprayed on the synagogue in New York City was actually sprayed by a young black man who was an Obama campaign volunteer, a Democrat. Democrats are out spraying anti-Semitism graffiti to try to blame conservatives, and they got caught on camera. Media is barely touching that story. It's amazing what the media won't tell you, but all the time they say Trump is a Nazi, and then the anti-Trump left in America runs around accusing everybody of being a Nazi. And it was astonishing, this video of this college girl who was arrested, by the way. She's so upset. She's arguing with the college Republicans in this video, and she's wearing two pins on her weird outfit. One of them is a communist pin, and the other is a Nazi pin. And she's out there calling college Republicans Nazis. And when they try to explain to her that, did you know the word Nazi is German for National Socialist, that the Nazis were socialists. They were radical left-wing fascists. They believed in state control over the economy. They believed in state control over the media. Same thing that Democrats believe in. They believed in forced eugenics, depopulation, abortion, all these things that the left pushes. They believed in racism. They believed in gun control, all the things that the left pushes. And this young woman, this college student, could not understand why the college Republicans didn't like her. And so she threw her coffee on them. And she was arrested for some kind of assault for throwing her coffee on a young college Republican. But there she stands with a Nazi button and a communist button, arguing that conservatives are Nazis while she's throwing coffee and assaulting them with her coffee drink and getting arrested. I mean, this is the insanity of the left is on full display now. And the fact that the left can be whipped up with such misinformation, it is so dangerous. What the media is doing in America today, the left-wing media, 92% negative coverage of Trump and 99% lies all the time. That's all they do. CNN has become truly an enemy of America, engaging in deliberate, consistent, repeated treason, CNN is not a member of the media. CNN should have no protections of a legitimate media organization. CNN is an enemy of America. CNN is a propaganda arm of the radical anti-America left. And they're just one among many. And the question becomes, how does this country not go the way of left-wing tyranny and authoritarianism and, you know, radical progressivism? Because if you think about it, the progressives have control over all the means of intellectual education. I mean, they run the school systems, right? They run the universities. They've turned them into radical left-wing terrorist recruitment hubs. They run most of the media. They run most of science. And of course, the medical journals and science journals where they're pushing incessantly climate change, that entire hoax being pushed all the time. They're pushing endless vaccine injections of children and transgenderism, saying that children, if they say they want to be a boy or a girl on any given day, that you should just surgically maim them and alter their genitalia. I mean, you're talking about genital mutilation in the name of progressivism. This is what's being pushed now because all these liberal parents want to have a gay boy or a gay girl or a transgender is even better for them. Oh, they can take them to parties and showcase them like a pet dog. Look at my little transgender baby. Aren't I so virtuous? It's sick. And the question is really, how does this ever change? Because there's also half the country, of course, that still believes in America, that still believes in a merit-based society. About half the country believes in Second Amendment rights and believes in the Constitutional Republic. About half the country believes in protecting the borders and not letting an invasion of illegal migrants just come in and demand voting rights and demand citizenship and demand entitlements. You know, half the country still believes in the rule of law, unlike the left, which believes in lawlessness. And all their candidates now are they're all criminals. I mean, look at this Gillum in Florida, who actually looks likely to win. And by the time you hear this, you may already know whether he won or not. I think he's going to win, frankly, which would be very, very sad. I hope he doesn't win. DeSantis is running against him, I believe. But look at Gillum. I mean, the guy's under investigation by the FBI. He's been engaged in so much corruption. And he's a darling of the left. Same with Beto in Texas, who I think is not going to win. But who knows? These are both close races. We'll see. I don't have super high confidence in either of those predictions at this point. But these leftists, they're all crooks and criminals and fraudsters and traitors. They all break the laws. The Beto campaign is funding the migrant caravan that's marching across Mexico toward America. The Beto campaign has been sending out illegal texts, phone texts to people all across Texas, unsolicited. A complete violation of election laws, totally illegal. They do it anyway. Because Democrats don't follow any laws. Every damn one of them that's running for office like that, they're liars. They lied to the voters. Otherwise, they won't get elected. They have to lie to win. They lie and say they're moderates. But in reality, they're all radical leftists at this point. And they cheat. They commit fraud. They try to make sure that dead people vote and illegals vote and people vote more than once. And they violate election campaign finance laws routinely because that's the way that the left operates. They have no morals, no ethics. They don't believe that they should be beholden to rules or laws of any kind. And they hate this country. They hate America. And if they gain power, they will destroy this country and they will destroy every last freedom that you've come to know. And that's why I consistently have said you cannot let Democrats gain power over you. They will weaponize government. They will abuse you. They will destroy this nation. They will confiscate your wealth from you. They will take your money, take your income, take your property. They will destroy this country. And they'll do it with a smile on their face because that's what they're all about. They're all destroyers. They're all power-hungry tyrants and authoritarians. And they're insane. They are dangerous. So we've got to defeat them at every opportunity. So join me in defeating the Democrats every chance you get. They will tear this country apart if they gain power. Read my website, newstarget.com. This is Mike Adams. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.